Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AI podcast. My name is Ethir Gautami, and I have a great guest with me today. It is Galina Esther Shubina. And Galina is Senior Director of AI Strategy at King. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Ethir.
It's great to have you here.
Great to be here also.
So, Galina, what is AI?
Well, I have two answers for you today, one coming from now and one coming from 30 years ago or so. And which one would you like to hear first?
Whatever you want to start with.
So I have with me today a textbook that I used in a class about 30 years ago when I went for my computer science education in US. And it's a textbook called Artificial Intelligence by Elaine Rich and Kevin Knight. And the first chapter is called What is Artificial Intelligence? And I would like to read you the first paragraph. What exactly is artificial intelligence? Although most attempts to define complex and widely used terms precisely are exercises in futility, it is useful to draw at least an approximate boundary around the concept to provide the perspective on the discussion that follows. To do this, we propose the following by no means universally accepted definition. AI is a study of how to make computers do things which at the moment people do better. This definition is, of course, somewhat ephemeral because of its reference to the current state of computer science, and it fails to include some areas of potentially very large impact, namely problems that cannot now be solved well by either computers or people. But it provides a good outline of what constitutes artificial intelligence, and it avoids the philosophical issues that dominate attempts to define the meaning of either artificial or intelligence. Interestingly, though, it suggests a similarity with philosophy at the same time it is avoiding it. Philosophy has always been the study of those branches of knowledge that were so poorly understood that they had not yet become separate disciplines in their own right. As fields such as mathematics or physics became more advanced, they broke off from philosophy. Perhaps if AI succeeds, it can reduce itself to the empty set. And I think it's fascinating to see how far we arrived in the last 30 years and how prescient the reference to the state of computer science was. And how if in the 90s we were talking about everything that is a solved problem is no longer AI, this day it's becoming the other way around. People are trying to call AI just about everything. But in practice, what I think is that AI is a study or attempts to simulate human intelligence in one form or another, whether it's cognition or vision or audio or smell or something else. So, and in many ways, it's interesting to see this comparison from then and now. I hope you find it interesting also.
I mean, that was really amazing. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for sharing that with us, Galina. So beyond the definition, of course, let's get to practice. And we're interested in hearing how you work with AI in your everyday life.
How I work with AI or how companies or King, for example,
I guess that's probably first and foremost. I think that's where you do most part of your work on AI. Yeah. And if I'm wrong, of course, you may share the private work.
So King is trying to be really an AI first company. There has been a big drive, a big push to ensure that we integrate it well, that we integrate it responsibly, and that we apply it in different areas in order to get the most benefit out of it. For our players, I would say first and foremost, to make gameplay more fun, and secondly also to, enable us to make things quicker and better. King, as most of you probably know, is a Candy Crush company. We have multiple games actually, but Candy Crush, I think, is the one that people know the most. And as an example, one of the key AI use cases we have is around playtesting levels, make sure we can do it in an automated way so we can produce high-quality levels as quickly as possible for our players.
So that's really for like testing from quality assurance perspective before you release the game, or is it from entertainment perspective?
I would say it is both. Player experience is very important, and making sure that players get the things that we expect. So some of it is making sure that the levels work, that they don't fail, and that also new elements that get introduced into the game all the time don't break the levels. And on the other hand, it's making sure that players can play it and have a progression that is enjoyable to them, and that, you know, we can figure out how many moves approximately we should assign to each level in order to make it nice.
And how do you do that with AI? What kind of help do you get?
And what kind of help in what sense?
So you're describing a certain process, like saying how many levels, how the level of difficulty. How is AI doing that job?
So one thing we have, for example, is a playtesting bot. So it's able to take a level that is created by a level designer and play it many times to try to determine, you know, how many moves it should normally take to pass a level. So it's very important to have a good understanding of this before you release it to the users. And the other thing that happens is sometimes levels need to be adjusted, or some elements get old, or new elements are introduced. And then it's very important to use the play. We would use a playtesting bot to replay it and do a variety of other things in order to make it work.
All right. So, I mean, we have seen a lot of AI development in games. So not, you know, used to develop games. And now I'm thinking, do you develop new games with AI, or something that I think you're probably looking at?
So we do use some AI in game production, and I expect more of it will be happening in the future. I think it's quite essential to ensure production of interesting quality features, but also to ensure that people who create the games have a good time, that they can focus on their creativity and focus less on the drudgery of testing or making things, or and have access to some great tools while they're doing it, some AI-based tools these days.
Right. So if we look at what has happened 2024, what do you think are really the most exciting developments in AI? I know there's so much that has happened, but just randomly, what pops in your head without needing to grade the different?
I think if I have to pick one, I have a challenge with the word new, but I will answer your question first and then I will address the other thing. So I think looking at more multimodal ways